And open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. This is the time in our service where we take communion together. It's a time when we can examine our hearts and remember Jesus Christ, our Savior. To help us with this, I'd like to think about Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Let me read it. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Walk with me through this verse as we think about it, answering three questions. What is peace? Who we have this peace with? And how we have this peace? First, what is peace? If I asked you to describe the most peaceful situation you could imagine, you would probably describe it but by what is not there. It would probably have no loud noises, no sharp objects, no danger lurking nearby. There would be no fighting, no wars, and the best kind of peace would not even have the potential for these things to happen. Peace can be described by what it isn't. It is not hatred. It is not anger, violence, pain, suffering. None of these things are peaceful. And if this is what peace is, then the world is not a very peaceful place, as there are wars that seem to always be happening. People are always fighting and quarreling all around us. In our neighborhoods and in our workplaces and our houses, there is fighting, quarreling among children, roommates, co-workers, husbands, and wives. Things are loud. Things are dangerous. There is always the potential for pain, sickness, and accidents can happen at any time. Can you have peace in this life? This verse says that you can. But it isn't in what or with what, it's with who. Who can we have peace with? Romans 5:1 states that we can have peace with the one true living God. But this then implies that amongst all the other things that are not peaceful in this life, at one point, there was also no peace with God for us. Why? Because all of us have sinned against the God who created all things. All of us have rebelled against the God who holds all things together and gives us life and breath. As the previous chapters of Romans have described it, we all were unrighteous before God, and so we were his enemies. And God, being a just judge, must condemn and punish us for our sins. And there can be no peace with a just punishment weighing over our heads. So then we must ask, how? How is it that in this life, in the light of these things, that anyone in this world can have peace with God? Look at the first part of verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith. Justification is God declaring us righteous. God declaring the guilty no longer guilty. There is only one way to have peace with God. When that just wrath that weighs over your head and my head is gone. And note this verb, having been justified, is passive. We did not, nor can we ever justify ourselves. God has to do it. So actually, God is the one who made peace with us. And the last part of the verse says, this peace is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about the cross. The cross was not a peaceful place, was it? God's wrath for your sin, for my sin, was unleashed on Jesus. God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So if you are here this morning and you have placed your faith in Christ, then take this time to remember the cross, which brought you peace with God. There is no more war between you and God, and there is no potential for war. But the day that we obtained peace with God, a whole new war did begin with our flesh. 1 Peter 2:11 tells us, abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul. As you sit there, examine your heart. Have you been trying to make peace with your flesh this week? Have you remembered the true peace that you have with the living God because you have been justified? Examine your heart, confess your sin to God if there is any, and remember the cross. Remember what Jesus did for you on the cross. And if you're here and you are a believer and you are holding on to sin, then take this time to, and if you are unwilling to let it go, then just let the bread and juice pass you by. And if you're here this morning and you have never put your faith in Christ, first, we're glad that you are here. And again, this is a time for believers, so just let the bread and juice pass you by. There's no shame in that. But you also can take this time to think about the cross. There is no other way for you to have peace with God except through Jesus Christ. You may, in a way, be at peace with your flesh, but ultimately, even in this life, making peace with the flesh proves to end only in pain. Why not make peace with God now? Why not put your faith in Christ right now? You will never have peace in this life with God unless you are justified by God. And when you die, there will be an eternity of just punishment for your sins waiting for you that will be the farthest from peace that you can ever get. So take this time now to remember the cross. Remember our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll take communion on our own.